COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. It's been made available for emergency use to patients age 16 and older. In clinical trials, the vaccine was 95% effective at preventing illness and showed no short-term safety issues. A Vietnamese court on Saturday sentenced the head of the Hanoi Center for Disease Control and Prevention to 10 years in prison after finding him guilty of wrongdoing linked to procuring equipment to help tackle the COVID-19 outbreak. The man was accused of overstating the cost of COVID-19 testing systems during a transaction, causing a loss of 5.4 billion dong, or more than $233,000, to the state budget, the Ministry of Public Security said in a statement. South Korea reported a record 950 daily coronavirus cases on Saturday, exceeding the late February peak of 909, with the president calling the country's third wave of COVID-19 an emergency. The South Korean authorities warned they may tighten social distancing restrictions to their strictest level, but are holding off for now. Britain's mass vaccination of its population against COVID-19 is underway. It was the first Western nation to start this global endeavor that poses one of the biggest logistical challenges in peacetime history. A 90-year-old grandmother from Britain became the first person in the world to receive the Pfizer vaccine outside of a trial following its rapid clinical approval on December 2nd. The chief executive of Germany's BioNTech said the biggest challenge facing it and partner Pfizer now that the COVID-19 vaccine is authorized for use in the U.S. will be to scale up manufacturing to meet huge demand. And Japan saw more than 3,000 new infections of the novel coronavirus for the first time in one day Saturday. This is VOA News. World leaders should declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic